Trump's pick of Huckabee and Witkoff a clue to Middle East policy, date modified colon 2024-11-14T11:58:54.275Z, description colon the former Arkansas governor and the New York real estate investor are staunch supporters of Israel, comma dot. Trump's pick of Huckabee and Witkoff a clue to Middle East policy, Reuters, Donald Trump said Mike Huckabee would work tirelessly to bring about peace in the Middle East. For now, Mike Huckabee seems to be keeping his cards close to his chest. Shortly after being announced as President-elect Donald Trump's nominee for U.S. Ambassador to Israel, the former Republican governor of Arkansas said, "I won't make the policy. I will carry out the policy of the president." But he did give an indication of what he expected that policy to be, citing the previous Trump administration's decision to move the U.S. Embassy to Jerusalem and to recognize the occupied Golan Heights as Israeli territory, decisions as warmly welcomed by the Israeli right wing as they were categorically rejected by Palestinians. "No one has done more," he told an Israeli radio station. "President Trump and I fully expect that will continue." What approach Trump will take to the Israel-Gaza war is still unclear. But the right wing of Israeli politics has welcomed the president-elect's appointment of Huckabee, seeing it as predicting another term of American policy highly favorable to their long-standing aims of holding on to territory in the West Bank and expanding settlements. The appointment was greeted with joy by two far-right ministers in Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's government. On the social media platform X, Finance Minister Bezalel Smotrich messaged his congratulations to a consistent and loyal friend, while Itamar Ben-Gvir, the National Security Minister, wrote Mike Huckabee with heart emojis. Follow live updates on this story: who has Trump appointed to his top team so far, what top team picks tell us about Trump 2.0, Trump picking Gates to head Justice Department stuns, but sends strong message, why is Elon Musk Trump's efficiency czar, AFP. In 2011, Mike Huckabee helped lay a cornerstone for the Israeli settlement of Beit Orad in occupied East Jerusalem. Smotrich and Ben-Gvir have reason to be cheered by Huckabee's appointment. He has been a consistent supporter of many Israelis' ambitions to expand into territories that would form part of any future Palestinian state. Holding a press conference in 2017, shortly after a cornerstone laying ceremony at one of the biggest Israeli settlements in the West Bank, Huckabee said, "There's no such thing as a settlement. They re-communities, they re-neighborhoods, they re-cities. There's no such thing as an occupation." The following year, he said, "I think Israel has title deed to Judea and Samaria," using the name used by many in Israel for the area which became the occupied West Bank when it was captured by Israel in the 1967 Middle East War. The previous Trump administration declared in 2019 that it did not consider Israeli settlements illegal under international law, contradicting decades of U.S. policy. Other decisions, including a 2020 peace plan greenlighting the annexation of Israeli settlements, were seen as more favorable to the settlers than any previous administration. The Israeli far right has indicated that it sees Huckabee's appointment as a sign that it will be able to further advance its agenda, including annexation of the West Bank, during the next Trump term. On Monday, Smotrich said that 2025 would be the year of sovereignty in the West Bank, adding that he had instructed Israeli authorities to begin preparatory work for annexation of the occupied territory. "That happening is a genuine fear for Mustafa Barghouti, a West Bank-based veteran Palestinian politician who is leader of the Palestinian National Initiative political movement. You can imagine the reaction of other powerful countries in the world would be, when the idea of annexing occupied territories, obtained by war, becomes legal and acceptable," he says. "So it's not just about Palestinians and our suffering, it's about the international order." Reuters. Steve Witkoff is Donald Trump's golf partner and spoke at his campaign events. Whether Smotrich will get his wish remains to be seen. Tal Schneider, a political correspondent at the Times of Israel, says it is not a foregone conclusion that a pro-settler U.S. ambassador will result in pro-settler policies in Washington. 4 years ago, some of the people that surrounded Trump were very much pro-settlements and pro-annexing, but it didn't work like that last time. I predict it's not going to work like that this time around. Huckabee was not the only appointee announced on Tuesday. The president-elect also said Steve Witkoff would serve as his special envoy to the Middle East. As well as being a real estate developer, Witkoff is also a longtime golf buddy of Trump's. The pair were playing together at the time of a second failed assassination attempt in September. It is not clear what foreign policy experience Witkoff brings to the role, but he has previously praised Trump's dealings with Israel. In July, he argued that Trump's leadership was good for Israel and the entire region. With President Trump, the Middle East experienced historic levels of peace and stability. Strength prevents wars. Iran's money was cut off, which prevented their funding of global terror, he said. Netanyahu's decision to nominate a hardline settler leader for Israeli ambassador to Washington 3 days after Trump's election also indicates that the prime minister believes the next administration will be receptive to right-wing arguments. Usborne Yechiel Leiter, who was Netanyahu's chief of staff when he was finance minister, supports the annexation of the West Bank. According to the Haaretz newspaper, he was once active in the US-based Jewish Defense League, the organization founded by far-right Rabbi Meir Kahane. His son was killed fighting in Gaza. He was also reported to support the Abraham Accords, Trump's efforts to normalize relations between Israel and Arab states, which had some success. However, advancing that process has been derailed by the ongoing war in Gaza and Arab anger over the suffering of the Palestinians. Palestinians, already disillusioned with the U.S. over Joe Biden's support for Israel during the war in Gaza, say Trump's pick for ambassador suggests the next president will make the prospect of an eventual two-state solution to the Israel-Palestinian conflict even more remote. Mr. Huckabee has said things that are absolutely contradictory to international law, says Mustafa Barghouti, a West Bank-based Palestinian politician. It will be really bad news for the cause of peace in this region. No guarantees Trump will give Netanyahu all he wants, optimism and uncertainty at summit as Middle East awaits Trump's return, Middle East Israel U.S. election 2024 Donald Trump United States, watch, a look at Trump's new top team, in 74 seconds. Among the allies the president-elect has chosen to join his administration are contentious figures, including among fellow Republicans. 5 days ago U.S. and Canada, Trump names vaccine skeptic RFK Jr. for health secretary. The president-elect has nominated RFK to lead the Department of Health and Human Services. 6 days ago U.S. and Canada, FBI video shows moment man sets ballot box on fire. The suspect used an improvised incendiary device to start the fire in Portland, Oregon, ahead of the U.S. election. 6 days ago, why is Kamala Harris still asking for campaign donations? A week after losing the election, Kamala Harris's team are still appealing for funds. 6 days ago U.S. and Canada, what a Republican trifecta means for Trump's second term. Republicans have won control of both chambers of Congress, yielding Trump limited congressional oversight for at least 2 years. 7 days ago U.S. and Canada, welcome back, watch moment Biden congratulates Trump. The president and president-elect shook hands as part of a long-standing tradition signifying the transfer of power. 7 days ago U.S. and Canada, what we can expect from Trump and Biden's meeting, given all the things they've said about each other, Joe Biden and Donald Trump's meeting could be really awkward. 7 days ago U.S. and Canada, I think Putin believes that he knows how to play Trump, John Bolton, I think Putin believes that he knows how to play Trump, says Trump's former advisor John Bolton. November 7, 2024, Putin congratulates courageous Trump on election win. The Russian president says he was impressed by Trump's reaction to the first assassination attempt against him. November 7, 2024 World, watch, Biden urges Democrats to get back up after Trump win. The president addressed Americans from the White House for the first time since Donald Trump's election victory. November 7, 2024 U.S. and Canada, U.S. voters on one reason Trump won, and why Harris lost. After Donald Trump's decisive victory, we asked Americans what they think made the difference for each campaign. November 6, 2024 U.S. and Canada, Harris highlights need for peaceful transfer of power. The BBC's Samira Hussain was on the ground for Harris's concession speech at Howard University. November 6, 2024 US and Canada, Harris, election outcome not what we fought for, the vice president addressed supporters at Howard University in Washington, D.C., following her election defeat to Donald Trump. November 6, 2024 US and Canada, Belfast reacts to Trump's US election victory. BBC NI asks people in Belfast how they feel about Donald Trump's victory in the US election. November 6, 2024 Northern Ireland, surrounded by family, Trump says he will heal the country. Donald Trump took the stage at his campaign watch party in West Palm Beach, Florida, and was met with loud cheers. November 6, 2024 US and Canada, watch, what does a Trump win mean for these Americans? Voters across the U.S. have their say on the re-election of Donald Trump. November 6, 2024, watch, PM and Badenoch react to Trump's victory at PMQs, Sir Keir Starmer and Kemi Badenoch react to Donald Trump's U.S. election victory at PMQs. November 6, 2024 U.S. and Canada, Swinney congratulates Trump on election victory, the First Minister had backed Democrat Kamala Harris, which Trump's Scottish business had branded an insult. November 6, 2024 Scotland politics, watch, how election night unfolded, catch up on the key moments from election night. November 6, 2024 US and Canada, J.D. Vance heralds greatest political comeback in US history, the Republican nominee for Vice President J.D. Vance addresses a rally of Donald Trump supporters. November 6, 2024 US and Canada, more, 2 HRS ago, who has joined Trump's team so far, among the president-elect's latest picks are Fox Business host Sean Duffy as Transportation Secretary. 2 HRS ago US and Canada, 16 HRS ago, Trump's elects financier Howard Lutnick as Commerce Secretary, Trump said Lutnick would lead the administration's tariff and trade agenda. 16 HRS ago business, one day ago, Trump picks ex-congressman and Fox host as Transport Secretary, Sean Duffy, one of Trump's most vocal defenders on cable news, will need to be confirmed by the Senate. One day ago US and Canada, 2 days ago, Trump vows to use US military for mass deportations, the president-elect has said he would declare a national emergency and begin deportations on his first day in office. 2 days ago world, 2 days ago, Trump defense pick paid accuser to save Fox News job, but denies claim. Pete Hegseth maintains he is innocent and says the sexual encounter in 2017 was consensual.